Well, now we have somebody who's made incredibly positive accomplishments in our community. It's a pleasure to welcome Hannah Taylor. Hello.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
It's great to have you here. Now, this is what I know about you so far. I know you're a junior at Sewickley Academy.
Yes.
And you live in Leedsdale, which is just north of Sewickley. That you're active in the senior school chorus and chamber singers.
Yes.
you were a national semifinalist, wow, in the Classical Singer magazine high school competition.
Yeah, that was really exciting.
I'll bet. And you've been in the PMEA, Pennsylvania Music Educators Association Honors Choir. My gosh, it goes on and on and on. How did you develop such a love for singing?
Well, when I was little, my mother always had classical music playing in the car. I started on the violin when I was 4, and when I was 13, I was singing in the shower, and just I heard something, and I just kind of fell in love with my own voice. And I asked my mom if I could start taking voice lessons, and I did. And I always knew it was classical music.
That's interesting. And do you remember that moment when you were 13 very clearly?
I do. It was a very distinct moment for me.
I'll bet. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I do. I have a brother named Ethan. He's also 17.
Mm-hmm. And you're 17?
Yeah.
Now? Are you guys twins?
No, I'm actually adopted.
Okay. Well, that's. Are you in the same grade?
Yes, we are.
That's pretty cool. So how did Ethan react when you discovered your voice? Was he in the picture then?
Yeah. Well, he really couldn't care less.
I was curious.
He's a teenaged boy. What else can I say?
I was curious how your siblings, if they heard you, that's why I was asking that, or if you had any family
members.
Yes,
but he's very supportive of me.
That's terrific. Speaking of family and folks, and we're going to hear a song from you in a minute, but before I forget, is there anyone you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge or thank while we're talking?
Well, of course, I want to thank the Pittsburgh Concert Society for providing me with all these fantastic opportunities, my family, and my voice teacher, Guy Russo.
Excellent. And we'll talk a little bit more about sort of your path and a little bit more about yourself. But we're going to hear a selection. I want to mention that we're going to hear some recordings you've made because you had laryngitis
not too long ago. Yeah, I'm getting over a cold.
And that's got to be just a very sad for you.
It's a bummer.
Yeah. But we have Mandoline. Do you want to tell us anything about this particular song?
Mandoline is by Fauré. It's describing a moment where all of these characters from mythology or a museum just come to life, and the singer has to describe this party. It's really quite a jovial song.
So try to imagine this now as you hear Hannah Taylor.
Thank you.
That was just that was beautifully, beautifully done. And can you tell me a little bit about the circumstances of that recording?
Well, that was recorded when I did my Pittsburgh Concert Society performance. So I was very stressed out at the time, but I was really quite pleased with how it went.
Was that at Kresge Hall?
It was at CMU.
At Carnegie Mellon, yeah, I thought so. Your voice is incredible.
Thank you.
It's just stunning. And I'm curious how you deal with the stress. Or do you get nervous before you perform?
I do. I get very nervous, but I always try and channel everything. And it's definitely the love of music and the love of singing that keeps me going, and I just focus completely on the music and just delve right into it, and that definitely helps.
And have any peers or mentors told you that that's kind of common when you're singing as a soloist? Because it must be very I get a chance to sort of, I can be a little casual with what I'm doing. It could take a moment to turn to something else, and it's a little different than getting through a work like that. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure that must be very common for people to be doing that. There's no dilution. It's just you. There's nothing else. Have you thought about life after high school yet?
Yes. Next year, actually, for my senior year, I'm going up to Interlochen, Michigan, to go to Interlochen Arts Academy, mm-hmm. which I'm extremely excited about. And I really hope to go to conservatory for voice. I would like to sing.
Oh, that sounds terrific. What other kinds of things do you like to do?
I go to a prep school, so I always have homework. It takes up all of my time. But I love watching movies with my family, playing on my computer, being with my friends. And then, of course, singing takes up a lot of my time, too.
And are there other kinds of singing? I know you're in a chorus or two, mm-hmm. but are there other kinds of music that you particularly like singing in addition to classical?
My voice is very much a classical voice. I have a lot of issues singing contemporary and musical theater,
really?
Even though I love it. I love it. I love that kind of music, but I just cannot do it. It just sounds strange to me.
Now, that's interesting. I would think that your talent would almost be any other singing, like you mentioned, would be a subset of your skills, but it's not. And how does it differ?
Well, I can definitely sing it. It just doesn't sound correct to me. Like, I love going down to my piano and playing Coldplay and singing along to it. It's like, I don't sing primarily classical music, but I definitely sing other things. But it's when I perform, it's classical.
I understand. You know, years ago, my wife Ricky and I were at a George Gershwin recital. Mm-hmm. It was out of town, and I'm not sure why this was done, but there's a song called "I Got Plenty of Nothing." You know, I got plenty of nothing, and nothing's plenty mm-hmm. for me. And they had a classical singer sang it. I've got plenty of nothing. And it was, there really is a difference. Mm-hmm. And I would imagine if you're a classically trained singer, sometimes to, you know, move into something swing or a little bit more popular would be very hard.
It is. It is. I at least struggle with it. Yeah.
Tell me a bit about how the Pittsburgh Concert Society has been helpful in your development as an artist.
Well, of course, the concert that they let me sing in was great. It gave me wonderful performance experience, and I really appreciate that, as well as the audition itself. It's always great to audition as much as you can when you're young, because it prepares you for the future, and that was great. They also gave me a wonderful scholarship that I look forward to putting towards my music education. So,
well, that's great. And if you've been listening over the past weeks, you've heard a range of wonderful student performers that have been here with us from Pittsburgh Concert Society. And you can find out more information. Perhaps you know of somebody who could be involved. PittsburghConcertSociety.org is the website, PittsburghConcertSociety.org, or you could phone 412-279-2970. Is there anything else you'd like to add? We're going to play another selection that was recorded, but I want to be sure you get any last words in.
Can't really think of anything else to say.
Well, I just, you're just amazing.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.
I really hope, you know, you'll keep in touch, and I know you'll have a lot of success. Now, Robert Schumann is
yes.
Next, and yeah. Widmung is...
Widmung,
okay, yes, he's... I speak German. I should know that. Widmung, and tell me a little bit about...
He wrote this song when he was about to get married to his wife, Clara. So Widmung, which means devotion, this song is all about his love for her and how finally, after all these years of her father disapproving, he can finally be with her. And it's one of my favorite songs to sing.
Well, once again, this is Hannah Taylor. Thank you for being here with
us. Thank you so much.
Again, the beautiful voice of Hannah Taylor. And as she just finished Widmung there from the Pittsburgh Concert Society concert at Kresge at Carnegie Mellon University, we were talking off-air. Antoinette Tuma of the Pittsburgh Concert Society was mentioning to me that it's quite a rarity for a vocal artist to be selected by Pittsburgh Concert Society for its support. As a young artist, to have somebody so young singled out for vocal excellence as Hannah has been, and that's... really terrific. It just shows she's developed and worked so hard, and lots of great things to come, too. Thank you again to Hannah Taylor.